Earl, we now go to the molestation of the American economy from the molestation of the individual. This economy has been molested ever since Obama took power, molested by the greedy traders on Wall Street, especially the hedge fund operators. I agree with Trump 1,000% on that. They need to be constrained. I wrote about it in Trickle-Down Poverty. I talked about the Glass-Steagall Act. Believe me, I'm not, you know, a complete novice when it comes to these issues. So the market now goes down almost 600 points because of China, so they say. But there's a lot more involved. There's Janet Yellen of the Fed. What is she secretly doing? What's going to happen tomorrow? I don't know. Craig Smith, who has sponsored this great show for all these years, he owns Swiss America, and he's with us right now on the Savage Nation. Craig, welcome to the program. First, Craig, thank you for being with us today.
Oh, thank you, Michael. And hey, we're getting ready to celebrate our 15th anniversary real soon. So
I know. And I say 10 and it's that much longer. You've actually supported the show from the beginning. Craig, let's face it. The market is down. Do you think it's going to stay down, or is someone going to, are the big money going to move in and buy up all the stocks at a low rate?
Well, you know, we saw the big money move in right after the open this morning, Michael, and we saw an 1,100-point drop. The market was down some 5.6%. They came in and bought it back. I think the biggest thing that's hurt this market is this high-frequency trading. It's been with us. It's hurting these markets, and I think it should be stopped. But that being set aside, to answer your question, I think we're going to see some recovery today. However, I don't like the way it's looking going into the close, down another 588 points. We rallied back quite a bit, and now it looks like we may be heading back towards the lows of the day. So I don't think the worst is over yet. I think we'll see the worst sometime in late October. That's when it'll all be over. But I expect a relief rally somewhere out of here, and I don't know how many.
Okay, why, in your opinion, Craig, is this happening? What triggered this?
Well, I think it started years ago, Michael. I wrote about it in the book Don't Bank on It. You know, when Ben Bernanke came out and made that statement that said he needed to support the equities market so people would have confidence to continue to believe in America and spend money and this and that, he did quantitative easing, printing money in essence to keep everything simple. The market was at 13,000. He drove it to 17,000. And then, of course, we continue to see China grow and everything.
Well, let's slow down so people follow you, Craig. He drove the stock market up by pumping printed money into the economy. Isn't that what you're saying?
That's absolutely correct, Michael. And nobody can disagree with that, because the evidence is there to prove it.
And okay, so in other words, they pump money in. It's an artificial stimulus. It worked, though. It kept the economy going. Everyone felt good about the economy. But most of us who were far-seeing said this can't go on forever. There has to be a correction, right?
That's exactly correct, Michael. It's like a drug addict. You know, you can keep feeding him more drugs and he'll feel okay, but sooner or later he's got to kick the habit, and that's when the problems start to happen.
All right, so you own Swiss America, Premier Gold Company, the only one I actually support. I trust you. I've bought gold from you. I still will. Gold is also down. Why is gold a good investment right now, if it is?
Well, because it's going to be a safe haven, Michael, and a lot of people are moving to cash or cash equivalents. Cash equivalents would be land, would be gold, would be things that have a real tangible value to them. And right now, Michael, I don't...
Well, let me just interject. People may say, well, he's an advertiser, so he's on the show, and they're just pumping it. I got to say this, Craig, when you said that to me, there's a news story out yesterday in Greece where the economy has crumbled. They've reduced to a barter system over there. They're actually bartering in Greece, and I'm sure they're bartering with gold coins.
Well, in some cases they are, and that happened in the Russian crisis at the end of the 90s, where the Russian ruble collapsed. They have what was called the little Russian chevronets. It was a 20-ruble coin, and that actually traded for the equivalent in American money that would have given you the same buying power in rubles than before it collapsed. However, I don't think we'll end up in a barter system, Michael. I don't think we'll have Krugerrands and Maple Leafs trading at the grocery stores. A currency of acceptability will emerge out of this, and that's why I'm very concerned on the offhanded comments that Kerry made about the Iran deal, that we could lose our reserve currency status. Well, You don't say things like that as a Secretary of State. That's a Secretary of Treasury's position, and I think he let the cat out of the bag. The IMF is meeting October 20th to talk about a SDR, a special drawing right, and I fully believe, Michael, just like the French lost it, just like the British lost it, the U.S. is going to lose its reserve currency status, and that's when gold is going to play an integral part. But saying all that, you know me, Michael. I tell people a small portion of your money belongs in gold. 5-10%. If you're real aggressive, 15%. You need to be well diversified. And right now, I'm like you, Michael. I'm primarily in gold, cash, and land.
Mm-hmm.
And it does.
Well, I haven't sold my gold. I mean, I always felt that, God forbid, things fall apart, there's a reality in gold that is a reality that is indisputable.
Here's the question. We have an international currency war that's going on. That's indisputable. Check with Jim Rickards or anybody. We have a currency war that's going on. The ultimate currency in the world is gold. Whether you take a gold coin to the offices of Wall Street or you take it to the deepest parts of the Amazonian jungle, people know what gold is. If you take a bond to a guy in the middle of the Amazon jungle, he doesn't know what the heck it is, for Pete's sakes. And this is what's important to be understanding on days like today. Gold's going to fluctuate. It's going to go up and down. It's doing exactly what it's supposed to do. And you know what's funny today, Michael? It was up to 1170 today, and then the margin calls all went out on the stock positions, and they started liquidating gold. And look at HSBC, Michael. They bought 9.2 tons of gold over the last year, and once the Volcker rule is fully in place, it's going to allow them to be able to hold as much as they'd like, and banks will be able to fund and do things with equity.
Once the Volcker rule is, what is the Volcker rule?
The Volcker rule has many facets to it, but one of them is it prohibits banks from engaging in proprietary trading in physical gold and silver. And now it's allowing them to. But soon they're going to also, when the banks funded and controlled hedge funds and private equity funds are finally subject to the Volcker rule, it should in a significant way put upward pressure on the price of the metals held by the banks. And I always ask people one simple question. I know we're short of time. If gold is such a bad thing, why is every central bank in the world, including ours in some cases, buying gold? Why are the Russians buying gold? Why are the Chinese buying gold? Why is HSBC and Goldman Sachs buying gold, Michael?
You make a good point, and I think it's not falling on deaf ears on the Savage Nation, Craig. Craig owns Swiss America, SwissAmerica.com. If this sounded like an infomercial, it wasn't. It was a straight-out informational interview with my number one sponsor for going on 15 years. You know, Craig and I rarely, if ever, do this. But on a day like today, when the market goes down so many points, I had only one expert I would turn to, and that is Craig Smith of SwissAmerica.com. Craig, thank you very much for a succinct explanation of your opinion of what's going on and what's going to happen in the future. Thank you, Craig.
Thanks.
I appreciate your sponsorship and your being with us on the Savage Nation. Now let's go back with all the other news stories.